A series of rent reform bills are being considered in the New York State Legislature. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, some of the proposed laws could affect upstate municipalities.
The bill that advocates say will have the greatest impact on cities like Syracuse is the Good Cause measure, which protects tenants against arbitrary evictions and unconscionable rent hikes. It's a bill sponsored by Syracuse Assemblywoman Pam Hunter. Rebecca Gerard with Citizen Action and the Housing Justice for All Coalition spoke to Syracuse Common Counselors at a hearing on a resolution calling on Albany to pass Good Cause. Gerard says 40% of white residents and more than 50% of residents of color in Syracuse are rent burdened.
We believe it directly correlates to the extreme rise in homelessness we've seen in the state since 2010, which has risen by 36%, because people who are rent burdened are put in situations where they are one car repair, one sickness, one job loss away from homelessness.
Palmer Harvey with Tomorrow's Neighborhoods Today, Southside, describes the situation as a quiet epidemic. She says tenants shouldn't be afraid to report bad living conditions. Retaliatory eviction is prohibited by law if a person makes a complaint to code enforcement, but not if they make a complaint to a landlord. Good Cause would change that.
The type of conditions that they're living in is just appalling. And why do you want to stay here? And one of the reasons they give back is that, like, well, I can't really afford to move. And the only reason why I withheld rent is because my landlord didn't fix this or that or XYZ, and it's beyond ridiculous to me.
But some on the council questioned if these reforms are needed, prompting Councilor LaToya Allen to hold the resolution. At a state Senate public hearing on the rent reform bills held in Syracuse, Allen says she was almost disgusted she had to put the resolution on hold.
If my rent goes up $50, I can't afford it anymore. So that means I'm put in a position to where I have to move. And I know there are so many other people that deal with this on a daily basis.
Legislators are expected to act before New York City's rent laws expire on June 15th. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.